The Tamil family fighting deportation to Sri Lanka are allowed to stay in Australia for another 12 months, but they won't be able to return to their hometown of Bilawila in Queensland. A decision by the Federal Immigration Minister Alex Hawke effectively keeps the family in Perth, where they've been living since being transferred from Christmas Island in May. Angela Fredericks is a family friend and spokeswoman for the Home to Billo campaign. Good morning to you. Have you spoken to the family? Have they welcomed this news?
Good morning, Hamish. Yes, lots of conversations with the family yesterday. Immediate relief, first and foremost, on hearing that they're safe for another 12 months. However, then a lot of sadness in that they still can't come home. And even concern, you know, little Tanika was in the meeting with them yesterday with the visas. And this little four-year-old upset because she hasn't got a visa, not understanding what it's about, but understanding that she's missing out.
Do you know why three of the family members have been granted a bridging visa but not the youngest?
Oh, look, we have no idea what game the government is playing here. What we know for certain is that by not giving Tanika a visa, they are stopping the family from getting back to our community in Bilawila. And for whatever reason, you know, it's just cruel that once again, they, you know, they're giving with one hand and taking with another. And we're dealing with people's lives. And they just want to come home.
Is it to do with the fact that Tanika was supposed to be receiving medical treatment, that may only be available in a metropolitan area?
So what we know is that Tanika's health is no longer an issue in needing a metropolitan hospital. She would have adequate facilities here in Bilawila and in central Queensland, and there's no reason that her healthcare can't be transferred over to Queensland.
Do you think all of the public pressure is having an impact?
Oh, absolutely. I think our politicians, they know that the tide has turned. They know that the majority of Australians want to see a humane end to this sorry saga. And it's been through so many phone calls this last week, ads, billboards. They're feeling this pressure and they're not going anywhere, and they're going to continue feeling this pressure until they let the family come home to Bilawila.
Angela Fredericks, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And I should point out, we requested an interview with the Federal Immigration Minister Alex Hawke and the Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews. Both declined our invitations this morning.